And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons with us on the Garden Program this morning. He's area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service, and he's a pretty good Mary Mom man, too. How are the Mary Moms doing this
fall? We got a little problem. Uh-oh. You know, it's cooled off a little bit this week now, and this is right on the money for these tomatoes because they're going to start setting blooms. Some of them already have.
I wish I had some.
I was out talking to the Versus the other day, and they were beating their chest about this, the earliest they've ever set tomatoes out there. So we were right on schedule, just as I promised everybody. We're going to have a cool snap. 1st of September, 50 days later, we'll be harvesting the first red ripe tomatoes, which is the middle of October, and we will have at least 30 days of harvest before the first frost, November the 30th.
Oh, I like that, but you didn't warn me about that hailstorm.
Well, I know, but that put them and you out of your misery out there.
Sure did.
And now I won't have to hear all this ridiculous excuses of why you didn't do well. Now, our next little problem that we're having are these marigolds that were sold earlier in the market as Mary Moms, and we've got some conflicting data coming in. Some people are saying theirs are doing extremely well. Some people are saying that theirs are, the spider mites are already over these. Now, the deal was we indicated to people that if you planted these out that you would never probably have to spray them for spider mites because by the time the spider mite populations, if you started with zero spider mites, now some people granted they still didn't listen to me. Same way on the tomatoes.
Uh-oh.
Instead of eliminate, you know, I said clean out your garden, get rid of all your spider mite population, and then they'll never be able to come back fast enough because the temperatures were cool, and then they can't multiply every 4 days like they do when the temperature is over 90.
Yeah.
Well, the problem we had was several things we did wrong with this Mary Mom thing. And it was kind of, I hate to take the blame myself. You know, it says like our saying for today on what is confidence. Confidence is the feeling you have before knowing better. And so, you know, we've tested these things for 2 or 3 years, and last year people had great results with
them.
But last year, we did a couple of little bitty things different than we did this year. And we will do those couple of little things next year, just like we did last year,
so we're in a
learning process,
do
this year.
Yeah.
Okay, what we did last year was these things were never sold in full bloom. They were never sold in full bloom. Now, when you sell a plant in full bloom, now people, the market has gotten to the point that people like to buy things in full bloom. Immediate gratification,
is
so
that
to
what
speak.
It is?
I guess that's what they call it. So they want to buy things in full bloom. When you buy a plant in full bloom that's still in a pot, still in a small container, it stunts it. It stunts it. Now, granted, you see what color it is, you see what the flower is going to look like and those types of things, but plants should never be bought in full bloom. Now, I'm talking bedding plants here.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
So, but we succumbed to that thing, and people said, well, if people want to buy them in full bloom, let's give them what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So we manipulated the nightlife of these things so that they would be in full bloom in the nurseries. And when people bought these things in full bloom and put them out in the extreme hot that we've had for the last month, unusual hot temperatures, it nailed them. I mean, they didn't grow very much. And when they didn't grow very much, they didn't have very much foliage. And so the few spider mites that did get started on there eventually took the plant. Now, this is not the case in all, this is not true in all cases. How big a bloom you had. Now, some plants, some Mary Moms were sold not in full bloom. Some of them didn't even have, some of them just had buds on them. And that doesn't matter. It's unbelievable to me as a horticulturist the difference between a bud and a full bloom. You wouldn't think there'd be any difference, but there is significant difference. So this is the problem. Now, what should you do? What should you do if you've got some of those small, stunted Mary Moms and they're not doing well and they're covered with spider mites? When we get back, we'll talk about some things that you can try. But what's going to solve the whole problem is next year there will be no Mary Mom sold in full bloom. Also, they will be sold a little bit later, probably first to the middle of August, just as they were last year, so that spider mites won't have the heat to build up population. But when we get back, we'll talk about what you can do for your little plants now.
Okay, we will take a break and get more on the Mary Mom right after this.